track 14, and we come to the end of our recording. We really hope you've enjoyed it, and we've enjoyed bringing it to you. And of course, this weekend is Remembrance Weekend, and everybody will be wearing their poppies. And I thought, you know, why do we wear poppies? And the origins of the poppy as a symbol of remembrance started with a poem by an army doctor who was struck by the sight of the red flowers growing on a ravaged battlefield. Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae, a Canadian doctor, spotted a cluster of poppies that sprang up after the Second Battle of Ypres in 1915. Struck by the sight, he wrote a poem, In Flanders Field, in which he channeled the voices of fallen soldiers buried under those hardy poppies. It has since become one of the most famous poems to emerge from World War I, and to this day is used in countless remembrance services throughout the country. And Brian will now read the poem.
In Flanders Fields by John McCrae. In Flanders fields the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. And in the sky the larks, still bravely singing, fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you, from failing hands, we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields.
And after that, it really is time to say goodbye. So it's goodbye from me, Jenny.
Goodbye from me, Jill.
It's goodbye from me, Brian.
And goodbye from me, Ken.
Goodbye. Take care of yourselves. See you next week. Bye-bye.